Yeah, Reign of Love we recorded live all together. The original one went on for sort of 20 minutes. We were having sort of just so into the moment. We cut it down a fair bit. I'm not sure anyone else would have been quite as into it as we were for 20 minutes, but it's a very... quite a fresh-sounding song, really, I think. Do you agree?
I would agree that our album, say what you like about it, but it's the most concise that we could have made it. So even if you don't like it, just be grateful that it isn't longer, because we spent a long time making things as short as they could be. And that one is the most well-edited.
Yeah, we've got a good 17 minutes going.
I think that should win an award for best editing.
I like the idea of we like the idea of having a short, not many titles. I think the idea that it's the shortest album, but the not the densest, but the most. It has more ideas, you know, perhaps than before, and that's what we wanted to get across. And I think perhaps as a result of the last record, feeling like maybe there was a couple of tracks too many, we wanted to keep it as short as possible, but with as little, you know, as many ideas, but if you get the gist of the idea, then that's enough. You know, you don't need to kind of hammer it into people's brains. It's all about kind of as many colours as possible and no fat.
I think Reign of Love was, it was really born in the bakery, as far as I remember. And to me, it's always been, it reminds me of like an old hymn or something that you might, you know, sing in a chapel, or, you know, it's got very traditional kind of chord changes, which was something that we'd, you know, never really explored before. So there's an amazing sort of inherent beauty in all of those old hymns, you know, whether you're a religious person or not. And so I think we sort of latched on to this idea, which we hadn't really discovered before. And I think that's what really makes it different.